look for the resurrection of the dead and life of the age to come. Amen. O Lamb of God, who bears the sins of the world, we ask you, Lord, hear us and mercy upon us and forgive us our sins. Amen.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, have mercy.
You thank for our Father who art in heaven.
Be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us day our dear brethren, and give us such respect. Who thou hast trespassed against us, lead us not to temptation, but to us. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory forever and ever. Amen.
One more time. Apostoliki in ecclesia and noti amen. Remember, O Lord, those who brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all heavenly
Hallelujah.
Efesmanon ince efnu tiviyot bipam
Agios en ebnem agion, amin. Evlogitos Kyrios, o Theos, estos eones, amin. Niet nos tiro es mo epsois, maro es mo en rofen geni laus siro. Japef naito groeri egon, o votimit mit epsopsan, amin. Alleluia.
Luxe Petrike.
Concerning every condition and in every condition, for you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, used fed us, supported us, and have brought us.
mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Counsel of the wicked men and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this holy and blessed table, and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon the power of the enemy.
So.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 Apostles, and from the mouth of the Beholder of God, the Evangelist, St. Mark, the Apostle, and Martyr, the Patriarch, St. Severus, our Teacher, the Discourse, St. Athanasius, the Apostolic, St. Peter, the Holy Martyr, and the High Priest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyril, St. Basil, and St. Gregory, and from the mouth of the 318 Seminole and Nicaea, the 150 of Constantinople and 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored father, Pope Athanasius II, and from the mouth of my abject self, for blessed and full of glory is your holy name, O Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, now and at all times and at the age of all ages. Amen.
Yes,
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. I say again, let no one think me a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I also will boast. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
Catholic epistle from the second epistle of our teacher, St. Peter. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and by virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call for election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you and abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do not love the world or the things pertaining in the world. The world is passing away in its lust, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
From the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us all, amen. And after those days, we packed and went up to Jerusalem. Also, some of the disciples from Caesarea went with us and brought with them on a certain Mnason of Cyprus, an early disciple with whom we were to lodge. And when he had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. When he had greeted them, he told in detail those things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed, and they are all zealous for the law. But they have been informed about you, that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children nor to walk according to the customs. What then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them, and pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads, and that all may know that those things which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. But concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and decided that they should observe no such thing, except that they should keep themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality." Then Paul took the men, and the next day, having been purified with them, entered the temple to announce the expiration of the days of purification, at which time an offering should be made for each one of them. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Today is the 24th day of the blessed month of Amshir. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 52 of the martyrs, 336, Anno Domini, Saint Agapitus, Bishop of Synoda Phrygia, departed. He was born in Cappadocia in Christian parents. His parents raised him up on godliness and piety. When he grew, he served the hermits, learned from them worship and asceticism. That was during the time of the infidel emperor Diocletian. Agapitus went to one of the monasteries where he became a monk. When Lucianus, the governor, heard of him, he brought him by force and enlisted him a soldier in the army. This did not prevent him from continuing in his ascetic life and worship, or rather, he greatly increased in his godliness. Shortly after, Diocletian perished and Constantine the Great reigned. When he knew his account, he released him, and the saint returned to the place of his asceticism and worship. The bishop of Synoda heard about him. He brought him and appointed him as his assistant, then ordained him a priest. The saint was greatly dedicated in serving the people. When the bishop of Synoda departed, the people chose him as his successor. He manifested a fiery zeal in shepherding and serving the souls. He persevered in exhorting and teaching his flock. He also took great interest for caring for the poor and needy. The Lord performed by his hands many splendid signs. When he completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace. The blessing of his prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also was the martyrdom of St. Timothy of Gaza and St. Matthias of the city of Kuz. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Sorry. It means there is...
Ah. Joseph Kisatite.
Disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord, O God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the love of us all, the salvation of us all, the love of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection.
Te meta bobo seo acosumento agio pange elio
tinia vesnio khane frone vim shoyseni gom kinie flugetsunek to kanta mante onagio evangelio to analos mo
sarsi ke
fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel, our reading from the Gospel according to our teacher, St. Matthew the Evangelist. May his blessing be with us. Amen.
مفنوتی ات آنخ بی آون افشا اینه بی آفا پنوتی پی
زکساسی کره
the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Tomorrow is the beginning of the Great Lent. So today, the church gave the name to this Sunday, Pre-Lent Sunday. So God's word will be around this topic or this reading. First of all, I would like to read with you part of Mark chapter 2. It's about the four friends. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they couldn't come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." Then he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." Immediately he arose, took up the bed and went out in the presence of them all. Glory be to God forever. Amen. So who are these four friends? This is what the reading of today that the church arranged for the pre-Lent Sunday. We can know these four friends. So the gospel was part of St. Matthew chapter 6 from 1 to 18. And in this part, we can find those four friends that can bring us in the presence of God. Like I consider myself as this paralyzed man. I don't have any power to come in his presence. I don't have any way, no strength, no tone in my muscle, and I need the healing. So I need these four friends to help me, to bring me in the presence of God so he can give me the healing. The church telling us about these four friends that we have to have them as best friends during the whole Lent. So when we come in the presence of God, we have the healing from our spiritual paralysis. So our spiritual paralysis may be like paralysis to live according to God's word, paralysis to love everyone, paralysis to serve him according to his will, a relation, a habit, anything that I feel I cannot do, I cannot give up or leave this thing, don't have power, and I need this healing from God. So what are these four friends that this paralyzed man had? First, fasting. Second, prayer. And third, the God's word for giving to the poor. These are the four friends that if we have them during the whole Lent, we'll enjoy the fasting. We'll have the healing of all our paralysis at the end of this fast. So we'll start with the first friend, which is fasting. And actually, the fasting is not to take some food away and change it with another kind of food. It's hunger for God. So when I fast, actually all what I do, it's kind of season. I'm hungry to know God more, to have a close relation with him. And many of us sometimes get annoyed. It's 55 days. Some of our kids ask, it's too long. And sometimes we ask ourselves why it's too long and why I suffer and fast, even if we had this habit since we were a child, and we don't know exactly why we fast, or we don't know that exactly what is the power of fasting. And that's why sometimes it's hard to convince our kids to fast, because sometimes we don't know what to say. It's hard if we don't know exactly why fasting. So first, fasting, because fasting was the first commandment that we broke when we were in paradise. Like Adam failed to fast. So when we fast, he broke his relation with God when he broke the fasting commandment and he took from the tree. So when I fast, I renew this relation again. I come close to God again. I say, I do your willing that you create me for. So fasting is to show God that I am willing to have this relation again. The second thing that helped me or why I'm fasting is very important thing, that if we know, we can answer our kids' questions. It's physical obedience brings spiritual release of blessing. Remember this. Physical obedience brings spiritual release of blessing. What does that mean? There is a connection between what we do physically and what happens spiritually. Our fight is against the unseen world. It's against Satan. We don't see it. So, give you an example from the Bible. The victory over Amalek. It says in The Bible, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let it down, the Amalek prevailed. So the power was not in his hand. The power was obedience to God's order. So when God says, release your hand, I release my hand. The power is not in my hand. The power that I said, okay, harder, I will do that. I will do according to what God's order or request me to do. So during this war or battle, every time Moses feel like weak and doesn't release his hand in the sign or the shape of the cross, Amalek take over and they win. And when he release his hand, the Israelite win. So the power of the fasting, it's a physical action. Fasting, we do physical action. We remove kind of food, and we have a certain way to live during the fasting period. The power itself is when we do that, because we give the Holy Spirit a chance to work in our life. So when I fast, I am telling to God, I am ready for the Holy Spirit to work in my life. So the fasting, it is not the power itself. The fasting is obedience of God that release the blessing, power, strength of the Holy Spirit that beat all the enemies that we don't see. Another example, Samson. He had long hair. He never drank wine. And once he broke the relation or commandment with God and his hair was cut, he lost his power. The power was not in the hair. The power was the commandment with God. He said, don't do that. And as long I go with God's commandment, I have the power. I have the Holy Spirit power in my life. When I break this commandment or relation, I lose this power in my life. The early church was full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the same today and since the early church. But the difference in power of our church between the early church and now, that people in the early church was following God by all their heart. When we have a weak church, it's because we don't do that anymore. So we don't give a chance to the Holy Spirit to work in full power, because God doesn't enforce us to do anything. He's just waiting for us to live, to let him do that, to give this permission to him. So we said, why we fast? First of all, it's we renew the relation that we broke in the beginning of life. The second one, physical obedience brings spiritual ease of blessing. And another example, like the same concept with the Metania. When we do the Metania, when we bow down and worship God, that beats the Satan, that it has a very powerful action. That's why the monks do it like hundreds of times. It is not the action itself, the action that fears the unseen world. So when I do the sign of the cross, when we do the Metania, when we pray, when we fast, it's a physical action, has unseen power on Satan, so we can have the power of the Spirit in our life. Example from our world, like when you fast like a medication, you take one spoon or one tablet. You don't see what's inside, but you believe you will be healed if you take this. It's like, doesn't make sense that the very small tablet will kill all the bacteria in your body. But you take it believing, and you are sure that if you take it in regular order, you will get healed. Why we believe in something done by persons, but we don't believe in something arranged by God? So remember that physical action, I do it, have unseen power. The third thing for fasting, so let me continue this part, that obedience of God commandment of fasting bring unseen blessing. So what God said about the fasting, why we are consistent to fast? In Mark 9:29, Jesus said, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So when God says, if you will, you are willing to beat Satan, fasting and prayer is the solution. He said it very clear when he says fasting and prayer. Why would we go around that and try to find other ways by different kind of relation and say, I feel okay with that. My life is better in this way. I don't like to follow this kind of long fasting and prayer and all the church rites, and I feel my life is going okay. No, it is not okay. God created us, and He knows our body and our life, how to be straightened and how to get to the eternal life. So when He says fasting and the prayer, it's fasting and the prayer. And when the church arrange fasting and the prayer, church knows the way that we can beat Satan. So fasting is not a diet change. It's a spiritual commandment, has to be associated with other actions, like fasting of mind, fasting of heart, fasting of tongue, thoughts. And when we practice all these actions, we get to beat Satan and all the unseen fight against us. So we mentioned two things. Fasting renews a relation, and the other thing, the physical obedience release a spiritual action or a spiritual blessing. The third one, Christ's example to be followed. When He fasts for 40 days, He doesn't need to fast. He showed us an example saying, if you do that, you will beat Satan and all evil things. Like He fasted for 40 days. At the end of the 40 days, He was tempted 3 times. And through fasting for 40 days, He had the power or showing us, if you would like to have this power that I do have, you have to go through the fasting first so you can beat Satan in your life. St. Peter said, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. It's very clear. If you'd like to get rid of some bad habit or sins in your life, you have to suffer in the flesh. Suffer in the flesh, you have to fast. So when it is very clear like that, there is no way to say, I have another way. So God shows us himself as an example to beat Satan, to beat all temptation. So we have to follow him. He's our role model. He came to the earth to be a man like us, to show us the way to go to the heaven. So when he fasts for 40 days, we have to follow the same rule to get this, like to be in eternal life with him. Number three, obeying commandment is a sign of true love. Like if I say I like or I love God, but I don't like to fast because this is too hard. I don't like to, my work, my health, my situation, whatever the excuses you give and say, I have my relation with God and it is not affected by fasting. I don't like to fast, but I love him. So what St. John says, he who has my commandment and keeps them, it's he who loves me. So God is very clear. If you keep your commandment, if you follow my commandment, you love him or you love me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. It's the same at home. If you love your wife or you love your husband and say many like nice words and comes to action and she asks you to do something or you ask her to do something and you say, I don't like to. That's too much. So what is the sign of love? It shows that there is something missing. There is a defect in love. When you suffer or when you don't like to or when you refuse and request a request from your partner or your wife or your husband, so you have to show your love by action. So when we obey God, when we obey the commandment and fast, it's a sign of true love. So if we understand the fasting from this perspective, like fasting is relation with God, fasting is physical action, release a spiritual power, fasting is showing our sign of love, so the fasting will change from suffering of changing kind of food to be the honeymoon with God. Because he says in Ezekiel, when I passed by you again and I looked upon you, indeed your time was the time of love. So I spread my wing over you and entered into a covenant with you and you became mine, says the Lord God. So it is the fasting is the time of love with God. When I have this close relation with him, when I put all my concentration and all my life under his feet, and I have this time just to build this relation and come closer and closer to him. This is a time of love. So if I understand the fasting by this concept, I would love to keep fasting all the time. So you and me as a bride to Lord Jesus Christ need fasting and prayer to spend more time with him, to know him more, to love him more, to have this personal relation with him, so we may leave all earthly interest and seeking only him. The other thing for fasting is the right way to be crowned. And here is the rule. St. Paul said to Timothy, and also if anyone compete in athletic, he's not crowned unless he compete according to the rules. So we have a rules. And what is the rule? Do you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we do it for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beat the air. And this is the rule. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. So when I fast, I put my body and bring it into subjection. And this is the rule to be crowned. If you fast every 2-3 years when you have problem in your life, this is not the fasting according to the rule. The rule is what the church put. So when the church puts these rules, and I know that this is the rule, and I would like to be crowned in heaven, I have to go through that. I have to follow the rules. I put my body, or I discipline my body, and bring it into subjection. So why fasting? First commandment, physical action brings spiritual release of blessing, example to be followed, sign of true love, the way to be crowned. No one to be upset from what I'm going to say now. Make a champion for heaven. I'm like kids minded for Sunday school. When I did kind of random survey between the kids and ask why are you fasting or not? Like 90% not fasting. And why you don't fast? So the answer is as following. My dad and mom not fasting. They refuse me to fast because they worry about my health. I practice a certain kind of sports that need a lot of protein, and I don't fast during those days to have the competition and succeed. I don't fast because I have a lot of study. I don't fast because I'm still young. And actually, all of this is because we prepare our kids to be champion for the world. But for eternal life, we don't think too much. When you book your kids for any sport, you start when they are 6 or 7 years old, so they able to get all the skills to be champion. If you start when they are 15, it'll never be happen. So you are caring to pay, to have all that commitment and to go for all the sessions to make them champion in certain sport. And you start very early, so they get the skills very easy. Fasting is the same. You have to let them practice as early as they can. If they start fasting at 6 or 7 years old, it will be easier and quicker. If you try to ask your kid in 15 years old, start to fast, it needs a lot of prayer. You're not able to convince them. You will have a lot of argument with them. But if you encourage your kid in 5, 6, 7 years old to fast, they will take it as a challenge. They will like to show you that they did something very difficult, or you ask them for something special and they did it. They feel proud of themselves when they fast. Like that Jonas fasting for 3 days. What will happen if our kids 6 or 7 years old, they start to fast these 3 days? Or starting having a plan for them as you do for the any kind of sport, that they have to build themselves to be able to fast. And when they fast early, they will be able to have self-control in themselves when they grow up. 15, 16 years old in the school, when they offered to try any kind of drugs or any kind of smoke or any kind of bad picture of any pornography or any kind of bad relation, they learned in very early in their life how to self-control themselves. They know this is Wednesday. I'm not going to touch anything that is not fasting. This is Friday. Whatever they offer in the school, pizza, chocolate, whatever, they have the self-control. I am different. I am belong to a different world. I have the eternal life in my mind. My family or my house is different. They don't feel inferior or behind or whatever. They feel proud of themselves. They are belonging to someone else. They are belonging to God. So start 6-7 years old, they can fast. Remember all the people in Bible. What we will answer God when we don't let them fast, and we remember Daniel. And he was going to be standing before the king, and if he's not in a good shape, he will be killed. And he said, no, I am not able to eat all of your stuff. I will eat my stuff that is allowed and check how it will be. And after 10 days, their shape was better than the others. So the child Samuel grew before the Lord. This is in 1 Samuel 2:21. I wrote this, or I put this, to remind you. Your child has to grow before the Lord, not to grow before the world. Before the Lord, to be champion in his eye. Remember the same example, like you are caring about your kids for all sport, spiritual habits, like fasting needs practice. And when you start early, you will not suffer later. The second friend, we said this is the first friend that will bring us to in presence of God so we can have healing from our paralysis. The second friend is prayer. Plug into the power prayer. Prayer is power. It's electricity. Connect you to God. I will just tell you two quotes from our early fathers. St. John the Golden Tongue said, prayer is a great weapon, a treasure that is not emptied. A richness never falls. A quiet port. It is the source and the foundation of innumerable blessing. It is strong, but more powerful than the power itself. And Saint Augustine said, prayer is the key to heaven, but its power, it can do everything. It is the protection of our souls, the source of all virtues. It is the ladder to which we ascend to God, the work of the angels. It is the base of faith. If you, one of the friends or people, have all this character, great weapon, treasure, richness, source of all blessing, strong, powerful, more than the power itself, leader to heaven. If you know there is someone like that, I think all of us will wish to have this person as a best friend. It is the prayer. Prayer is the best friend that can bring you in the presence of God so you can have the healing, because it has the power over all enemies. And something very important, and the church is always smart, and she knows that. Church puts the fasting and the prayer together. You know, certain kind of severe infection or certain kind of chronic infection doesn't heal by one kind of antibiotic. It needs two kind of antibiotic, very strong. And it's called in medicine synergistic action. One itself is not effective as putting them together, two of them together. So you get this medication two in one. Two medication in one to give you healing or treat you from severe infection. It is the same, fasting and the prayer. And we'll hear it during the whole Holy Lent in the friction prayer. The priest will say, Abuna will say, fasting and the prayer. What fasting and the prayer together do? It's kind of you are opening the leaflet of the medication or the monography of the medication, and you read the indication of this medication. What fasting and the prayer do? First, cast out demons. It means cast out my sins and the evil thoughts. Second, raise the Elijah to the heaven. So raise me to the heaven and give me power to live kingdom of God on earth. Third, save the Daniel from the lions. So save me from all harms. Fourth, through them, Moses received the law and the commandment written with the finger of God. So by fasting and prayer, I can hear God's voice and live his word. Through them, God had mercy on Nineveh. So Lord will have mercy on me through fasting and prayer. Through them, the apostles preached the name of God to all nations and made them Christian. So if I am a servant, through my service, if I am fasting and prayer, I will be able to have a good, strong service that many people will return to God. I would like to share you exercise to do during the Holy Lent, because fasting and prayer are very powerful together. So don't fast without prayer, because it will not be as active, as effective as when you do pray when you are fasting. Go with the clock, and if you wake up at 7 o'clock at morning, just say the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, O Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me, help me, Jesus Christ, protect me. Say whatever you feel you need to say. It's like Salat Yasua, the short prayer, but a very strong prayer. And go with the clock during the Holy Lent. At 7 o'clock, say it 7 times. At 8 o'clock, say it 8 times. And go with the clock, 12. Go with the French clock. Don't say it again only one time. 13, 14, 15, 16. And if you do that during the Holy Lent, imagine what that equal. If you pay attention to the clock every hour and you repeat this prayer as the same as the time is, you will mention the Jesus prayer 250 times if you wake up at 7 and sleep at 10 p.m. You will say, Jesus Christ, help me or forgive me 250 times. And you will remember Jesus at least once and per hour. So try this to put him in your mind. Go with the clock. All of us are time-minded because of work, and we have a lot of things to do. So put him in your schedule. Every hour, just say it equal to the time is. And this will enforce the fasting action through the prayer. So we said the first friend is fasting, the second is prayer, the third is God's word. God's word, if you look to the slide, each capsule is one of the Bible books. Each Bible book has a power to heal or to treat you. And God's word is not like any other word. What God say about his word? It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. So God's word is life itself. And the other thing, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You know what is the inspiration of God? If you are close to someone and you hear his inspiration and expiration, you hear his breathing. So God's word is breathing of God. When you read God's word, it is like you are close to him as you are close for someone to hear his breathing. So God's word is alive. It gives you life. It is not you read any book. It's life. So as long or as more you read and you focus, you have eternal life in your own life. So first fasting, second prayer, and third is God's word. But be doers of the word, but not hearer only, deceiving yourself. This is the problem. We hear many, many sermons, and we read maybe many times. The read itself has a power, but hearing only doesn't make a big change, because when you buy the medication but you don't take it, it means nothing. So if you read without doing, your life will not change too much. So be doer, not only listener. What fasting do with God's word? Like if you are fasting and reading God's word is different. What's the difference? We can find the difference in Daniel. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full days. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hand. And he said to me, Daniel, man, greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your word were heard. This is in Daniel 10. So when I fast, he fasted for 3 weeks. He didn't put any pleasant food in his mouth. He didn't touch anything of his desire. So he was able to understand the word of God. The angel told him, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the word that I speak to you. So if you don't have this understanding through prayer and fasting and then reading the Bible, you will understand something different. Sometimes we feel it's a word like any word. I read that before. No, it is life. But to have the meaning to your own life, the own message, you have to focus. You have to be under these circumstances, fasting and the prayer. And then you read God's word, you feel it different. The fourth thing, the fourth friend that can bring us to the Lord. And remember, if any one of them is not there, this paralyzed man will fail. So we have to have the four together. Each corner has its action. So fasting, prayer, God's word, and the giving to the poor. لسه بقرا النهارده مش مكتوب هنا بس بيقول الصدقه صالحه صالح هو صالحه هي الصلاه مع الصوم والصدقه تنجي من صاحبها من الموت. دي موجوده في سفر توبيا. Giving to the poor. What God's willing about the poor in the Bible? He said in Isaiah, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to lose the bond of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. This is the fasting that God are willing us to have. Not to change the food. It's to care about other people, that they are poor. Not only poor for money, they are poor for many things. And you know now, the poor for feeling, for emotions, for fulfilling their life, everything. You can serve everyone while you are fasting. But remember, when you give, there are two conditions that admire God. The first thing is, when you give from your needs. God didn't pay attention to all rich people that they give in the temple. Who paid his attention was the widow woman, that she gave all what she has. He said she gave more than all others. So what admire God, اللي يخليه معجب بينا, when we give from our needs, not to pay like something for tax return. That doesn't make difference too much with God. When you give from what you need, get from your time. When someone asks you for service and you say, I don't have time, my time is full of work. Here is a test. You have to give from your need, from your health, from your heart. And when you give something precious. Because when Hannah had Samuel, she was like infertile for many, many years. But she said, if I had a son, I will give it to you. And when he was still 3 years old, she gave it to the temple. And God rewarded her. She has 3 other sons and 2 daughters. But she gave first, and she gave what is precious. Sometimes we feel like we don't like to give our kids fully to God. They will suffer. They will be tempted. They will not have a fun in their life. Give it to him. He will make them saints for eternal life. And he will give them success in earth. So when you have these 4 friends during the Lent journey, you and me will have the healing of our paralysis. Imagine these 4 limb paralytic or paralyzed men. What happened when he had the healing from God? I think the first thing he did after he stand up, he gave a big hug to God. He never standed on his feet. He never stood in his feet. So all glory be to God. And what God says after we fast according to his will. In Isaiah 58, the same chapter of fasting, he said, if you fast according to my will, to give to the poor, to pray, to read God's word, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. So when we fast according to God's will, and love following his commandment, for sure will have healing from our paralysis. And the first thing, to give glory to God that he healed us, and this big hug will be sign of love that we went through the Holy Land. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Je venio te tre enni fi o e mare efto
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all age, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures, ascended to the heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophet, who are all the Catholic and Apostolic Church, confess one baptism for the nations.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Epibros of Gesa Theta.
Which entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled it with the heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth. fill our hearts with you, peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil, entailing death. And make us unworthy, O our Master, to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
For you do
Yes, Lord, our Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us, have mercy upon us, offer in order, stand with trembling, look towards thee, let us attend.
Iten never as ve ante ti theoto kos so ab mare af shoy sare mot nan biko volenten en novit en ostem moko be Christos nem bekyo ten avasos nem bebnev mai so Shiat on kalsoti emot ene osirini se seya ene se o
Kyrios meta pantonimo
ke meta to ebnevma
Que una litos blanca no me acción, edique un ayugan más al logo de truth being before the ancient and reigning forever. Who dwells in the lights and looks upon the holy, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. by whom you have created all things, seen and unseen, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are around whom stand the cherubim, full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend
the cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, holy, holy, holy is the
and placed us in the paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpent, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us through your holy prophets. And in the last days, you manifested yourself to us who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. The ways of salvation, and granted unto the bitter one eye through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own on the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto that which reigned over us, whereby we were abandoned soul on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. I believe.
He rose from the dead on the third day, ascended into the heavens, and sat at your right hand, O Father. He has appointed the day for recompense on which we'll appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord.
Mystery and treatment of civis, if such God it if you ever more, have on him because
best of
Father, and his
second coming from the heavens. Oh, someone full of glory, we offer unto your oblations from what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you, Lord, and we worship you.
Let us attend.
Fife and soul, my foe, have been taught.
Dinatio, amen.
Oh, pay off of the ordinance, no fifth I would, and tete the athiki in very end. For the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Make us all worthy, our master, to partake of your holies unto the purification of our souls and our bodies and our spirits, that we may become one body and spirit, and may have a share and an inheritance with all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only Holy Catholic Apostolic Church.
Pray for the peace of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop and Patriarch, Pope Avatadrus II.
Pray for our High Priest, Pope Avatadrus II, Pope Patriarch, High Priest, the Great Seal Alexandria, and for all the Orthodox bishops.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them unto your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Eumens, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the Eumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this holy place, which is your inner place, and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and the city of ours, and of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
Those who dwell therein, in God's feet, gracious Yaakov, the Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the water, the rivers, the seed, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year, bless them.
Pray for the air of the heavens, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection in peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Raise them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people.
the widow, the orphan, the traveler, and the stranger, that for the sake of us all, we entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you are giving them their blood in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you give food to our flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too have in sufficiency in everything always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember on all those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all heavenly
for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
Let this alone, the command of your only begotten Son, that we share in the commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the sins who have pleased you since the beginning. Our holy fathers, the patriarchs, the prophets, the apostles, the preachers, the evangelists, the martyrs, the confessors, and all the spirits of the righteous who were consummated in the faith. And what it is, O Amit, men unto Martinus and Sinivin, to consult Yagia Maria, Sinita, the Viv, not even ask, no met me. Then by his son, as one of Romans, up to Steve, son of Martyrus. Then by his Stephanus, by his Diaconus, who all given unto Martyrus. Then by the Orimus, the Evangelists, Marcus, the Avosaurus, the one of Martyrus. Then we under our chains, some Samirus, and Sandy was chorus, and my eyes, and as well, Sunicus, and my eyes, veterans, Sierra Martyrus, we are sheriffs. Then we are in Sonnens, Goran Stones, and my eyes, and Lucius, and my eyes, Saphilus, and my eyes, Demetrius. Then we are in Skirinus, and my eyes, Basilius. Then we are in Sereorius, Beta, Luz, then we are in Sereorius, Beta, Matros, and my eyes, Sereorius, Pian Mandeus. Then we shall change me to talk to you, to be to one which then the Constantinople police, the men's name, share in the events. Then when you the chaos finish, of Antonius, then with me of a Pavli, then we shall take so up of a man carry him no shiriti, Stavrofus. Then we shall tie on the big old mess, and we shall tie on the shall be at me, Pirom and tell it us. We may read the men so dear. En agatus, en beniut ava pavle berim tamle mese keil bu fanti dies, nam nan shun senyon tiri tu amir romayans maximus in the medius, en bebeem si de mantiros de en la anda shim begori tu ava monsen me annes kami, febres vite enos. Nem periut avalani in vi governes meniut avai sudorus veres etirus meniut avan vacum fatikenon yan studus moatitis nem periut avan shinu davan shimene dirintis avoisa petmantitis nem periut avati kleimanon veres etirus nenen tafshin meniut avam ram veves kovus in defium nem giza nem periut ava nem بنيوت ميخائيل بحيري بفماضي ديس نمنيوت آوان كرين لزب مصوان شديان كنوس حبيب قرقس نمي بخورن سن فن دنيا ثوابن طاك نايت فوليت انو تيه ونم نطف ناينان تيرو انصوب وما تقون ذبي بكنش لنران الثواب ونشيس كول أبونا
let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen.
and everyone whose names we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one of us has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, those who have fallen asleep and repose in the face of Christ. Graciously, O Lord, remember the souls of your servants, Yvonne Boulos, Kamal Iskandar, Muna Shafi Awad, Girgis Sadiq, Hakim Yusuf, Mary Girgis, Ayub Ibrahim Khalil, Alice Girgis Minad, sustain them in a green pasture by the waters of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Take and repose them in the paradise of joy in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too are sojourners in this place. Keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was.
The way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted, and everything honored and blessed, together with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit, in opened up unto Christ, to the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of that partaking of the communion and partaking of the divine and the immortal mystery.
Amen, amen. Prosevexa se.
Full God, the Savior, everybody was incarnated for our salvation and became the light for us who are sinners. who fasted for us 40 days and 40 nights in amazing mystery. From the dead and gave us your holy body and gracious blood for the forgiveness of our sins. You spoke to the multitudes and your saintly disciples and pure apostles, saying, "This is the bread of life which came down from heaven. Unlike your fathers who ate the manna in the wilderness and died, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood will live forever, and I will raise him up on the last day."
Eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy.
And entreat your goodness, O philanthropic one, purify our souls, bodies, and spirits, so that with a pure heart, with an intimacy and without fear, to grant your holy Father who art in heaven and say, "Our Father."
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory.
Empe Christo. Isos ben chois
tas kephalasemon to kireo etina ate
enopion so.
Bless them.
Save dominion with the Spirit and the fear of God. Let us attend.
Me, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Holy is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of our God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father. One is the Holy Son. One is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Irini pansi.
Et omnem matis.
Soma agion ke imati miun aliti noni suren stuto etu teo mon ami.
Amen.
Soma che manifinon Iso Cristo to io to te uemo nomi.
Amen.
Soma nem pies no fente manuel panuti fai peche nomens mi ami.
Amen tenati.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, and confess with our spirit that this is the life giving one thing, that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from our Lady, the Lady of our soul, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with his divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for upon the glory of the cross of his own will for our soul. Truly I believe that his divinity parted from his humanity for a single moment on a twinkling of an eye, giving for us for salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of him. I believe that this is so, in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so, in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing hallelujah. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mystery. Lord have mercy.
Step for us. Mercy on judgment day. sun will show them mercy on judgment day. Meditate on the nursing ravens, creatures without power or opinions. The Father cares for them like all animals. You exceed all creation, O prize humans. Firmly standing, pleading for mercy in simplicity, asking as one asking his neighbor in time of need to lend him three loaves in need.
With affection, care for those who cause you affliction. For those who abandon you, forgive your brother seven times his due.
Blessed are those who have mercy, who give to the poor and fast and pray. The Holy Spirit will fill their hearts. The sun will show them mercy on judgment day. Fear the trial on judgment day. Give alms and grace will come your way. For on the merciful descends mercy. Blessed is he who gives abundantly. Continue for in the final hour. The obedient will rejoice with power, but the negligent and lazy will fear, for his hour will not be easy. In that day there is great aid for mercy, lessens judgment's fate. It helps the people of the earth to rise to the highest levels. Blessed are those who have mercy, who give to the poor and fast and pray. The Holy Spirit will fill their hearts. The sun will show them mercy on judgment day. My Lord said, seek you shall find. Ask and you shall be given of all kinds. Knock, it shall be open unto you. Have mercy on those who oppose you. Deepen your mercy with forgiveness. Pray night and day with humbleness. Like the tax collector, beat your chest. In the liturgy, stand meekly to be blessed. Praise the Lord and exalt him above all and glorify him.
fast and pray. The Holy Spirit will fill their hearts. The Son will show them mercy on judgment day. Be a help to those in time of need, the true currency of the heavenly, so that we may rejoice with the meek along with the heavenly sing and speak. Fast the Spirit, full of fast from all iniquity.
O angel of this sacrifice, who are flying with this grace to the heaven, remember us before God.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill towards men.
يا ملك السلام أعطنا سلامك، قرر لنا سلامك، واغفر لنا خطايانا. لك القوة والمجد، لك البركة وليس الأبد، أمين. اللهم اجعلنا مستحقين نقول بشكر. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.